praising the Lord. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
Never stop. name of the Lord. Truly the Spirit of the Lord is in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless him. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence, God. Thank you, God, that you thought enough of New Zion to visit us. Amen. Hallelujah. Give you glory, God. Hallelujah. You see what happens when men worship. Men are the head. Hallelujah. And when they humble themselves and they worship God, it brings everything together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Bless you, Lord God. Truly, I thank God for another opportunity to stand before you today. And I definitely give honor to my pastor for allowing me this opportunity to be here. I thank God for all of you, my brothers and sisters, that are here. And I'm glad we praise God and we worshiped God and we jumped, we shouted. You know, we gave him glory. You know, and today is not the day where it should end.
Amen.
You know, so they just got through ministering to us that God is a way maker.
Yeah, miracle.
He's a promise keeper,
yeah.
Miracle worker.
Yeah.
That is who he is. That is who he is.
Amen.
Amen. And today, God has given me a word, who are you?
Right.
We know who he is. Now, who are you?
All right.
Amen. And if I must have a scripture for that, it would be 1 Peter 2 and 9. And I'm reading out of Life Application, so mine's going to read a little different. And when you have it, say amen. Verse 9 says, but you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are a kingdom of priests, God's holy nation, his very own possession. This is so you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. And the word of the Lord is already blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I pray not to be before you long, but I believe in letting God just have his way. I don't know where I'm going with this, you know, but will y'all just allow God to just use me how he want to use me? Amen. You know, so I really don't know, but I do know that the body of Christ, not just here in New Zion, but all over the world, has lost her identity.
All right.
Half of us don't know who we are. When I was a little girl, in the neighborhood on West Boundary, we had a lady, she's gone now, Sister Camille McKinney, some of you may know her, you know, and her daughter name was Gloria. So Gloria was always little. So in her garage, she had a lot of clothes and shoes and different things that I guess she wasn't using. But me and a few more as little children coming up in the neighborhood, we play with Jocelyn, so we would go back there and we play dress up. We have on the heels. That wasn't who we were. You know, we have on heels. We would do the makeup. We would put on the dresses, and we would act like we were these superstar singers and all this. And my dream has always been to sing. And so my middle name, if most of you don't know, is Denise. So I was Cynthia Denise Williams. It had an R&B singer, Denise Williams. Y'all know, I just want to be free. So I always said, I'm Denise Williams. You know, not by my birth name, but by the singer, Denise, because she got my name. I'm Denise Williams. And I would always sing, you know, and try to be her. You know, so I said that to just say that nobody can beat you being who you are. You know, we can try to be this one or we can try to be like that one, you know, but God made us in his image. We are marvelously, uniquely made. None of us in here are alike. You're not me, thank God. I'm not you, thank God. Ain't y'all glad of that? Because if he made all of us the same and all of us alike, just imagine how that would be. You just think about yourself if everybody was like you. It's just a thought. To just think if everybody was like you. You know, so as the body of Christ, we've lost our identity. What have we lost our identity in? Possessions, thinking that things that we have, things that we own, when these things become our God instead of the God, you know, and we begin to worship these things. We think that our education, maybe our status, money, all of these things make us who we are. But that's not. If I ask maybe five of you right now, you know, who are you? The first thing you're going to do, you're going to give me your name. You're going to tell me where you work, and you're going to tell me what you do. But that's not who you are. That's what you do. When you go to work, that's not who you are. That's what you do. When you have things, that's not who you are. That's what God has provided for you. So a lot of times we get lost. This is how we've lost our identity, because we think that it's in things. We think that it's in stuff, you know, but it's not. That is not who you are. God has strategically, uniquely formed, made you. Jeremiah says that before you were even born, I had formed you in the womb. He knew you before you were even here. He already knew what he had created you to be. He molded you in the womb of your mother. He already knew your destiny. You know, so what happens in between the time you were born and the time that you die? Or between the time you were born up until now? We've lost who we are. We come to church. We think that's who we are. Well, I go to church every Sunday. That's not who you are. That's what you do. And that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to come and worship God. You're supposed to come and praise God, you know, collectively with your brothers and sisters in Christ. And I'm not talking to sinners or people that don't believe in God this morning. I'm talking to God's children this morning, whom God calls his children, whom we say that he's our Father. So that's who I'm talking to. And we can confess that out of our mouth on a daily basis. I love the Lord. You know, I'm God's child. But when our actions show something different than what God has created us to be, or according to what God's word says, that lets us know it's something that's been lost along the way. Maybe that uncle hurt you. Maybe he molested you. Maybe your daddy molested you. Maybe your mother molested you. You know, whatever happened, that spouse abused you or whatever happened, you know, it hurts. Deal with the hurt. And you know what? That's how we've lost our identity. Because it happens. We cover it up. We act like it ain't never happened. We don't deal with it. Minister Walker always say you have to deal with the root. It's a reason, y'all, why people do what they do. People don't just get up in the morning and say, I'm going to drink alcohol, or I'm going to smoke this blunt, or I'm going to get on crack. Something happened that drove them to that, and they hurting inside. And we that think that we done arrived so self-centered, when people act like that, instead of helping them or trying to reach them, we'll criticize them and kick them on down. Well, that ain't nothing but old alcoholic. You know, they ain't nothing but old crackhead. You know, God didn't create them to be what they are. That's what they do, because of life happened. Life has happened to all of us. And none of us have arrived to where God wants us to be. But we've lost our identity. Well, I ain't satisfied in who I am. I weigh 260 pounds. I don't feel good about myself. Low self-esteem, that comes from being insecure. When you know who you are, when you know and believe that you are who God says you are, Baby, this just Cynthia Tate right here. I don't care if I weigh 500 pounds. I'm going to be comfortable in the skin that I'm in because I know that the word of God says that I'm wonderfully and marvelously made in his image. And to him, I'm beautiful. But we believe what this one say, what that one say, what the media says, how it should be, this and that, and we base our lives on that instead of the word of God and who he says we are. Do you not know the power of the things that would happen if we would come in connection to know who we are in God? Do you know the power that already lies within us? We'll tap into it and it'll turn Winfield upside down. Just your presence. When we're born, our mother, our father, they give us a name. That's not who we are. That's who we identified by. Cynthia, this is your name. That's the name that was given to me. But God, it's only so far that a mother and a father can take you physically. That's the name we were given to maintain in the earth. But we have a spiritual father that has given us a name. Then he has a new name I've read, too. And then he's given us a destiny. Now, this is where it comes to where we lose our identity also, because we also have an enemy at work. It's not Minister Nichols. It's not Stacy. It's not Brother Mac. It's none of them. The enemy is Satan and his demons. But the strategy of the enemy is that if I could make them think that this one here is doing this to them and saying this about them, then I can get them mad with them. I can get them not speaking. I can get them not saying nothing. I could get them hating them. And then what God's purpose is for us to be unified, right? But what Satan's strategy is to keep us divided. And that's why we don't know who we are, because guess what? We've fallen for the trick of the enemy. We've fallen for the trick of the enemy. Well, I don't like her. Well, why you don't like her? Because she stepped on my foot. I don't like the skirt she got on. I don't like the dress she got on. It's petty stuff that the enemy is using in the body of Christ all over the world to keep us divided. Because how many of you know that Satan was an angel? He was in heaven. He knows. He mad at us because we took his place, because he got kicked out. It's so simple, we'll miss it, but we fall into his hands every time. Every time. And he used strategies. He uses people, you know, to keep us from our destiny. That's his main goal, is to keep you from your destiny. All of us have a purpose. All of us has a destiny. Where you are right now is not where you're going to stay. Whatever you may be doing right now is not what you're going to continue to be doing. Wherever you live in, whatever it may be, God is a progressive God. You cannot stay where you are. If you want to grow in God, you won't stay where you are. Whatever you may be doing right now, you may not even be pleased with yourself. But guess what? God knows all about it. But what you got to do, you got to line up. You got to get in his word. You got to pray. God, help me. A lot of times we sit down and we wait on God to do it. God ain't finna do it. God didn't start it. God didn't start it. Whatever hurt you, that's what started it. That's what started it. You know why it started? Because I'm hurting inside. You feel like nobody understands. You feel like nobody's been through this, you know, but me. But if you begin to be honest with yourself and honest with God, you would be surprised at what people have went through, some of the same things that you have been through. And some of them have been strong enough and have overcome that they can help you. Well, brother or sister, this is what happened. This is what God did for me. I started doing this, and I started doing this, and you got to stick with it. See, but we want a quick fix. I was hurt yesterday, so I'm going to church today. So God can give me a quick fix to what's going on with me, and then when I leave out the door, I done got my quick fix, you think. God don't perform magic tricks. He doesn't operate like that. God loves you. When God heals you, he heals you for real. When God restores you, he restores you for real. 100%. But you got to want it. You got to do your part as well. You are unique. I don't care what nobody has said about you, what nobody has called you. Just because they say it, just because they call you that, that don't mean that's what you is. Now, we have the power as children of God to, the Bible says what? That death and life are in the power of the tongue. So God spoke everything into existence. And see, this is nothing new. It's nothing new under the sun, because the first self-identity crisis was in Genesis, Adam and Eve. The Satan beguiled Eve by telling her half-truth, telling her, God think you want to be like him. That's why he told y'all don't eat off that tree, just paraphrasing Cynthia Tate. Y'all know the story. You know, God feel like you want to be like him, or y'all will be just like him. And it was because they were perfect. They were just like God. You know, they had no sin or anything. And when she ate of the tree, and guess what happened? The blame game started. And that's what we do. Well, it wasn't my fault. I ain't say nothing because she ain't say nothing. I ain't finna speak to her. Well, I got to speak to her. She ain't speak to me. This is the kind of petty stuff that go on in the body of Christ. And we've lost our identity to what we were even created for. We were created to praise God, to worship God, and to draw souls into the kingdom. All this other stuff is going to fade away. I don't care. You can have a mansion. You can have $50,000. All of it's going to fade away, and it's not going to mean anything when you stand before God. When you stand before God, he's going to ask you, well, Cynthia, why didn't you minister to this person here? You seen that they were in need, but you walked right on by because you thought you was more than them. That's who you're going to have to see. You don't have to answer. We don't have to answer to nobody on earth. God has given us free will, free choice to do just what, you know, we want to do. Now, he can break in, but he's so intelligent. He wants us to want him. He wants us, you know, to come to him. He's standing with open arms, waiting on us, you know, to come. He wants to heal us. He wants to deliver us. He wants to restore us. He wants to make us whole. He wants to do all of these things for us. We hold unforgiveness. That's not who we are as God's children, because God's children are forgiven. So if you holding unforgiveness in your heart, even up in here today, then guess what? You don't belong to God. If you don't love your brother or sister in here today, you don't belong to God. The word says, how can you say that you love God who you don't see? You ain't never seen him. You don't know what he looked like. But then you among your brothers and sisters every day, and you don't love them. So God is love. From what I read in the word, God is love. God created all of us out of love. So God in us is love. So what should be coming from us is love. So if love is not coming from us, is it God? Because God is love. Ain't no middle ground with it. You either love or you don't. And if you don't, you're none of his. You're none of his. See, that's why we got to be careful what we profess. And see, it ain't about standing up here. It ain't about no titles. It ain't about none of this. It's you knowing that you are who God is. Says that you are, and believing. I think Pastor preached last Sunday, God made a believer out of me. God will make a believer. I think he made a believer out of all of us somewhere down the road. I think that's why we accepted Christ, because something happened and he made a believer out of all of us, because we can't do this thing on our own. It's nothing we can do without God. So we've lost our identity But because we lost our identity does not mean we can't get our identity back. We can get our identity back. And it starts, you know, right now. And again, Moses, he had a problem with insecurity himself, the burning bush experience with God. God wanted him to deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt. No, Moses told him, God, how to do that? I got a speech problem. I mean, I stutter. I can't talk well. You know, I can't do that. And how many of you ever found yourself saying, well, I can't do that? Uh-huh. Come on, lift your hands. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, I didn't mean lift your hands, but, you know. But praise God anyway. You know, lift your hands and people just sit there. I can't do that because I wonder what they're going to think about me if I do that. Because I was just clubbing last night. Baby, you can club last night and come in here and get delivered, and God will do a 380 on you today. You got to open yourself up and allow God to do the work that he wants to do. See, we worry about what people say and don't worry enough about what God says. And we get in trouble trying to do it our way. I did it my way. But our way don't work. It's never going to work if it's not guided by the Holy Spirit. So our identity has been stolen. Satan, John 10:10 says that Satan comes to rob, kill, and destroy. That's what he comes to do. If any of these things are operating in your lives, or things being taken from you, or are things being robbed, or you being robbed of some things, and when I say things, I'm not just talking about physical things. If you don't have no peace, if you don't have no joy, if you don't have like goodness, kindness, can't display any of these things, you've been robbed. Satan has robbed you. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. See, because when you have all these things operating, the strategy of Satan is to make you think that God ain't who he says he is anyway. You know, and so even, remember in the wilderness, when Jesus was led to be tempted by the devil, Jesus faced identity crisis too. Because Satan say, if you are the Son of God, make these stones become bread. So if he tempted Jesus, he's going to tempt us too. On your own, you're not strong enough to resist him. But with God, you can resist him. The Bible says resist the devil and he will flee. But if you don't know to go to God and say, God, help me resist the devil, you trying to resist him on, you're going to fall every time. We can't do anything on our own. We need God's help. So we have an identity that's been stolen by none other than Satan himself. You know, and you need to know, see, because people think that Satan got pitchforks, the horns. Mm-mm. That, no. I guess they portrayed him like that because the Bible speaks of him as a creature or whatever, you know, but Satan is pure evil. Satan don't love you. He don't love God. He don't love nobody. He's just hatred. He's of darkness. And he don't want anything good to come from your life. And if he can keep you tripped up by circumstances, by trials, by situations, by people, by things that we go through, by things that happen to us, if he can keep us tripped up and isolated and hiding and not wanting to be honest and not wanting to talk or share with anybody, then guess what? He's got you right where he wants you. And this is my thing. How many times have he did it to me? Satan will get you on the limb. You climb a tree. Satan will get you on the limb and say, come on, jump. I'm going to catch you. You jump. And guess what? He gone. You're going to hit the ground. And guess what happened? You're going to be broke up, bent up, scarred up, and everything. But if God says, I got you, He got you. And guess what? He's proven it time and time again that he has us. We go through things. We were talking in Sunday school this morning, thinking not strange. See, nothing should surprise a child of God because it's all written in the Word. The Bible says, think it not strange of the fiery trials. The fiery trial, that means the heat been turned up. It's intense. You know, whatever you went through last week, the next trial going to be a little bit hotter than that one. You know, and that's for the believers, but God already so designed it and got us covered so that whenever it comes, guess what? It's not going to take us out because he's already prepared a way to bring us through it and to bring us out of it. You know, so when we go through, God is allowing it because you can't stay where you are. God wants to elevate us. He wants us to be all that we want, that he wants us to be. And so when we go through stuff, you know what's happening? Stuff being pruned off. You being purified. Stuff falling off of you that you don't need. That anger that you're holding is falling off of you. That malice in your heart is falling off of you. That jealousy that you have is falling off of you. The love that you can't love brothers and sisters or others with, God is putting that in. See, you got to know when he takes something off, he putting something in too. Stuff he's taking off, we don't need it. This for the child of God. But stuff that we need, he's putting it in. But you have to apply yourself to the word. You know, so we've been fooled enough by the enemy. We've allowed him to just do so much, you know, in our lives because we don't know who we are. We think that we are who we are because of status or money, basically material things. That doesn't make us. We are made in the image of God. And God didn't make no junk. And guess what? You not a mistake either. I don't care how you was conceived. I don't know if your parents were married, if they were unmarried. But guess what? You're here. And you're not a mistake. Because we all created in the image of God. You know, so sometimes people can be cruel and they can talk down on you and they can tell you you are nobody. You know, they can tell you you'll never amount to anything. They can call you stupid. They can call you foolish. Whatever they call you doesn't mean that that's who you are. You'll start living it when you start receiving what people say you are. If people say you stupid and you receive it in your spirit, then guess what? You're going to start acting stupid. If people say you're crazy, you're going to receive that in your spirit. And guess what? You're going to start acting crazy. You can call me out of my name. I say, well, that's the way you see it, but that's not who I am. Because, see, I ain't received that right there. That's how you see it, but that's not who I am. You got to know who you are, and you got to stand boldly and decree and declare who you are, who the Word says you are, not who people say you are, not who you even think you are, but who God says you are. Because we can get so high-minded now, we'll think we more than God now. We'll start thinking we don't need God. Then things go to happening. We come running to church. I want his hand. Pray for me. This and that happened. You know, pray you through. Give you a little strength. Get what? Right back out there again. I don't know if I'm going to say this right, but you know, this, in the Word of God, it's written where it says that when your temple is clean, then you go back seven more unclean spirits. Anyway, you have more spirits that enter you than you had when you were delivered. You know, so it's dangerous to come up in here and try to play with God. Knowing you don't want him. Knowing I want to keep doing it my way. Knowing you want to keep partying. You ain't fooling nobody but yourself. See, that's the trick. That's what the devil does, see, when he tell you to climb that tree. I'm going to catch you. That's the strategy. The devil is strategic. It's just amazing. I probably say this every time I preach. It's amazing that God created everything, including Satan himself. But the things that God created, can't never line up. Can't never line up. If God say, just walk the chalk line, well, it's kind of crooked. I'm going to go this way. Satan tells his imps, I want you to go walk that straight line and knock Mikey off them drums. No questions asked. Don't hesitate, because they in rank and they are doing what Satan tells them to do. Tell me what's wrong with the people of God that if God say love, we try to hate. If God say forgive, we want to hold on to it. God is a God of order. He created Satan. Satan got order in his kingdom. That ought to make us shame as children of God. Because we should be further than where we at. But we so busy fighting each other in the church over petty stuff. Well, I supposed to be here. What's she doing? Why they got to do it like that? Well, I led this song last month. Why she letting her lead it? Petty stuff. You got souls that need to be saved. You got people that's hurting. You got people that want to come, but they see us cutting up so much in here that they saying, I ain't coming up in there because they ain't no better than me. They go to church every Sunday, but then when I'm in the club and I'm getting high, they getting high with me. Or they in the corner getting high with me. I need help, but I can't go to the church. Because the church doing the same thing that the world is doing. So don't get excited because you come up in here every Sunday and then walk out the door with the same way you came in. And the world is watching. You are the only Bible that some people will ever read. Some people don't know how to read, but they're going to read your life. They're going to read your life. They're going to read. Well, she say she a Christian. He say he's a Christian. He's a child of God. But God act like that? They pass me on the streets in Walmart and they won't even speak. Won't even say, God bless you. Can see me hurting. Well, if you need me, call me. Can I pray with you, brother? Can I pray with you, sister? I got it bad. I don't be trying to find out your business. I just know something going on. What's wrong? What's wrong? Everything all right? You know, you don't have to tell me your business, but I'm feeling you. You know, but a lot of times, but see, we've been hurt so much. We got these walls up, you know, to if we don't trust nobody in the body of Christ, you know, and help is available. But because so much has been done to us, we got these walls up. And we hear the word. See, that's what I'm saying. Don't get all hunky-dory because you come to church, because the word going forth every Sunday, and we ain't receiving it. And I said, Pastor Ham preaching his soul out. And we leave right up out here. Sometimes we don't even get off the church ground. And we cutting up. Wow, didn't the man just say such and such and such and such? What's going on? Because you sitting there, but you ain't receiving it. So it's a difference. You got to come expecting instead of just say, I'm coming because I'm going to church. Yeah, Satan could be in the house. And no, he ain't going to receive it. But he going to take a ride with somebody because I'm going to do everything I can to try to disrupt what God want to do in there today. But I believe some people came to praise God this morning because I believe he was in here, but guess what? He couldn't even get up out the ground. Because God orchestrated it. He put the head to lead worship today. Hallelujah. God made man to be the head. And when men worship, I keep saying that because it's awesome. Because God has just moved. And that's why men, you need to get in your place. They talk about the women, this or that. But if men would get in their place, the women going to sit down. automatically. Won't even be a problem, won't even be a struggle. And we all need to be in our place. A lot of us are misplaced. We operating in areas where we want to be, but not where God wants us to be. Remember, I told you, see, God has uniquely formed us, made us, put in us what he wants in us. He knows our purpose. He knows our destiny. I make him do a lot of things good, but that ain't my place. I don't fool with it. Now, prime example. I love children. I love them. I love them. I have kids. I have grandkids. I love them. But I know if the nursery back there, you got 7 or 8 kids, baby back there, oh, no. I have enough wisdom to, y'all need some juice or you need me to bring you something. But to sit back there with kids during the whole service is not Cynthia. I'm out of place. Because you come in there, your child may be hanging from the ceiling or something. No, you got to know your place. And it's not going to take anything from you because it's enough for everybody. I always use that one because I'm like, oh, no. Sick people. That it? Mm-mm. No. I can get you a glass of water because it takes, God has equipped his people. You know, you love them. You'll do what you can for them. But some people are just gifted that God has put in them to just take care of people around the clock. Not me. Know your place in the body of Christ. You know, our preaching that's been, people that has been called even to preach is not even in the church. You got all kind of mixed. See, it's enough for everybody to do. You know, but it's our responsibility to find the place where God wants us to be. And that's why you don't see Minister Tate volunteering. But I ain't volunteering for nothing. I know it ain't my place. Okay. Can I get any volunteer for this? I ain't even open my mouth. No, that ain't me right there. And you got to have enough sense and wisdom to know. You don't have to be all over the place. Because God has a place. The word says what? Your gift is going to make room for you. Automatically, you know. So with that being said, we got to take back our identity that we have allowed Satan to take from us. You know, we can't blame nobody. It's our fault. Decisions we made. And you know what? When you lose your identity, you just make bad choices. You make bad choices. We define ourselves by jobs, by husbands, wives, all of these things, luxuries, money, how much in my bank account, this and that. We define that ourselves, that that's who we are by what we have. You know, but not so, but you lose yourself. Anybody ever lost themselves in their money? Anybody ever lost themselves in their possessions? Anybody ever lost themselves in their husbands? Anybody ever lost themselves in their wives, insignificant others? Losing yourself, who you are, trying to be all you can be for them, and leaving God out. I didn't get no amen right there. I must have touched something right there. Okay. You know, we lose ourselves. You're not the only one. I told you that earlier. Don't feel you're not the only one that's going through this. Many people done did it. But we lose ourselves. We lose our identity. We lose who we are, trying to appease people and please people. You know, and so all God is saying today is, you know, take a look at yourself. You know whether your identity has been stolen or you've allowed your identity to be stolen, you know, by the way you act and then professing to be a child of God. And then if you are, then you got to be restored, allow God to restore your identity back. If you've been doing it the wrong way, allow God to restore your identity back, you know, by reading his word and by believing in your heart that you're what he says you are, you know. And apart from God, we are nothing. But over 2,000 years ago, He sent his only son. Minister Nichols, I like that, the way that she said it this morning. See, some things, God just has to come down and take care of himself. So he wrapped himself in his son. And he came to earth to save all mankind from what Adam and Eve had messed up in the beginning. And so now he's restored all of us back to him if we just accept and receive his son, Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior. And he'll restore us back. He'll heal us. Now, is these things going to happen overnight? No. It's a process. You know, but you can't hit it and quit it, then keep missing it. You got to be consistent. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want to be healed? How bad do you want to be delivered? How bad do you want to know about God? So you have to do things. You have to put yourself in the way sometimes, you know, and come to Bible study and come to Sunday school, you know, and come to women's meeting and men's meeting, whatever Bible study, whatever teaching is going on, you'll try to get there to get all you can get because, Lord, I can't do this thing by myself. I know I need your help, but I need your word. I don't even know who you are, Lord, so I need to know who you are so I can know how to talk to you, what to ask you, what is right to ask you, so I can pray in your will and not just things I desire, but in your will. So I won't just want your hand, God, because every day I may not get nothing, you know, but because I know that you are God and you love me in spite of, then I could praise you with nothing. Just like I could praise you with everything. So we have to know who we are. And God sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. He was a replacement. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. I'm going to tell you, y'all better learn who the devil is, the names of the devil. Just like you do a word study for God, you better learn who your enemy is. See, because if you don't know who your enemy is, when he approaches you, you ain't going to know him. You better find out about him, learn about him. They tell y'all about him in Revelation and Ezekiel, you know. It's in the Revelation, tell you the different names he got. Tell you what's going to happen, too, because, see, Christ's on his way back. You know, I pray we be caught up, and we won't be here when the beast is let loose on the earth. Know what I'm saying? The Antichrist, because it's going to be real, you know. But still, God in his mercy still going to give another chance for them that didn't receive him before the rapture to receive him. See how loving he is? Man, we'll be done diss people to the curb so fast. I ain't finna fool with him. But not God, because God is love. He don't want to see nobody lost. Hell was made for Satan and his angels. You know, so if we wind up in hell, then guess what? It ain't God's fault. It's our own fault. Because hell is real. Heaven is real. And you gonna go one or the other. And a lot of times we don't preach heaven or hell, but I think we need to start. Maybe we need to get scared because we done got too comfortable in the church. We done got laid back, relaxed, comfortable. You know, I'm not going to try to say that word that's on my mind, but we comfortable. We comfortable, you know, so get your identity back. And then before I close, I'm just going to say, I'm going to tell you who you are according to the word of God. Because Jesus Christ came and he died on the cross. And he died for you, me. He died for our sins. You know, he cleansed us, past sins, present sins, future sins. You know, let go of your past. That's another thing that trips us up and makes us lose our identity because we won't let go of the past. Okay, it happened. Dear friend shared me some years ago, if you can't change it in the next 5 minutes, let it go. If you can't change it, why you holding it? It's done happened. We just got through praising God. Can't get that back, why? It just happened. So it's in the past. Anything that's not happening right now, it's in the past. Let it go, because you can't do nothing about it. It happened. You got to move on, do what's necessary. If you have to pray through it, ask God to help you through it. If you have to talk through it, but be honest. Don't act like it didn't happen. And that's what we act like it didn't happen. And we just keep it moving. We just keep it moving. Then we get bitter. Then we lash out at people. How you doing? I'm gonna bite their head. I'm like, well, I ain't do it. Why you snapping me? What I did? You know, nothing. And then we go to blaming ourselves. When people that we come in contact with do that, we'll go to wondering what's wrong with us. It's not you. Rejection, loneliness, it's not you. It's something going on within that person. They're not satisfied with themselves. See, you got to know who you are. You know you ain't did people nothing, and they acting crazy like that with you, get what? And that brother, that sister got some issues going on because I know I ain't did nothing to them. You know, you love them, pray for them, move on along, and try, like Pastor say, try it again the next day. You know, so we have to know, you know, who we are in Christ. You know, and Christ came, you know, and he covered it. You know, he died for our past, present, and future sins. He did that, you know, and in him, the old man is gone. The new man now lives. You know, so Christ says that we are children of God. Just say, I am a child of God. I am chosen. I have an inheritance. I am redeemed. I'm saved. I'm sealed. I'm righteous. You may not act righteous, but you are righteous because ain't nothing good in the flesh. But if your heart towards God, Jesus told God, Father, all those that you have given me, I have not lost one. May not have gotten there yet, but it's a destiny for all of us. It's a purpose for all of us. You got to trust the process. You got to go through the process and let God prune and take some things off and put some things in. Okay? So, I am righteous. Because a lot of time we base who we are on what we do. Who ain't ready yet? Come on. Oh, I can't. I got to wait till I get through doing this here. Because I'm doing this here. See, we condemn ourselves. Say, I am not condemned. I am holy. Might not act holy, but I'm holy. See, because I was doing it. I went through it already. And I'm like, Lord. Because it's like everything that God say I am is like, Lord, I don't act like that all the time. But that's how he sees us. That's how he sees us, and that's how we have to see ourselves. And if we begin to see ourselves the way God sees us, then our lives will begin to line up. But if we always see ourselves in a negative aspect, then that's what's going to portray from us, that negative lifestyle, okay? So it's a process. It ain't going to happen overnight. Start the day right where we are. I am beautiful. Remember, I don't care how much you weigh. You could be 10 pounds or 600. Guess what? You beautiful, baby. You are unique. You are made in the image of God. See yourself that way. Amen. I am God's masterpiece. I am forgiven. I am justified. I am sanctified. I'm a new creature. I'm delivered from darkness. I'm protected. I'm joint heirs with Christ. I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings. I'm healed. I'm blessed going in. I'm blessed coming out. I'm above and not beneath. I am an overcomer. I'm more than a conqueror. I am free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to believe what you just said about yourself, because that's how God sees you. He sees you, and it's so much more. He sees you that, but that's enough right there to start, that you're chosen. To start today believing that you are who God says you are. Amen. Amen. Thank God for his word. Amen. And now if there would be one today that maybe you do have insecurity, maybe you have been struggling with who you are, you know, and you have to be honest in order to get help. You have to be honest. Nobody's going to look at you crazy or say anything, because we all been there, or we going to be there, you know. So if you struggling with insecurity, low self-esteem, have a hard time letting stuff go, he's here for that today.
We hope Pastor Ham's message blessed you. And if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483. Or join us at our regular services at 405 West Jones Street, Winfield, Louisiana, Sundays 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Communion, first Sunday of each month. 6 o'clock midweek service and senior missions and patrons meeting. 6 o'clock Thursday, Sunday school and teachers meeting. God bless you and keep you. May he lift up your countenance and give you peace until we meet again. We hope Pastor Ham's message blessed you. And if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483. Or join us at our regular services at 405 West Jones Street, Winfield, Louisiana, Sundays 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Communion, first Sunday of each month, 6 o'clock midweek service, and senior missions and patrons.